All right, welcome back everyone to another deep dive. Today we're going to be looking at, I guess you could say, the superhuman. And we've got some really interesting excerpts from Superhumans, the science behind enhancing human abilities. I mean, it's a big topic, right?
It is, yeah. It's a fascinating topic. I'm excited to get into it.
Yeah, I think everyone's probably thought about, what it would be like to be, push your abilities beyond normal human limits.
Exactly. I mean, who hasn't fantasized about, having extraordinary abilities? Like, it's a very human thing to want to be better, stronger, faster.
And maybe live longer, who
Oh,
knows?
for sure. Longevity is a big part of it, too.
So how do we define superhuman? I mean, is it just being really good at something?
Well, according to the text, it goes a little deeper than that. Like a superhuman ability. It's not just about being a, a star athlete or a brilliant scientist. It's about possessing abilities that seem almost impossible.
So like beyond human limits.
Yeah, exactly. It kind of makes you question, like, what does it even mean to be human?
So that's what we're going to be exploring today, the science behind these abilities that could potentially make us superhuman. So what kind of science are we actually talking about here?
Well, the text dives into a few different areas. One that really caught my eye was CRISPR technology.
I've heard of that. I don't really know a whole lot about it, though.
Okay, so CRISPR, it's basically a gene editing tool. And the potential it has for human enhancement, it's pretty mind-blowing.
Really? In what way?
Like, imagine being able to target specific genes that control things like muscle growth or cognitive function. You could even potentially edit out genes that cause diseases.
So it's kind of like, are we talking designer babies at this point?
Well, that's where the ethical considerations come in, which we'll get to later. But the technology itself, it's really advancing rapidly.
So it's not just science fiction anymore. This is a real thing that it could actually happen.
It is. It is. CRISPR is already being used in research and some clinical trials.
So that's CRISPR. What else is there? What other technologies are we looking at?
Another big one is brain computer interfaces.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, BCIs.
So, like plugging our brains into computers.
Basically, yeah. You've probably heard of companies like Neuralink. They're developing implantable devices that can create a direct link between your brain and a computer.
So, what could you do with that?
Well, potentially, you could control technology with just your thoughts. You could access information instantly or even enhance your cognitive abilities.
Okay, so it's like limitless knowledge and basically, telekinetic control of machines.
In a way, yeah, it's really pushing the boundaries of what we thought was possible.
I mean, it sounds like something straight out of a movie.
It does, doesn't it? It's like science fiction is becoming reality.
Exactly. I have to imagine that there's some pretty big concerns with this type of technology.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the ethical implications are huge.
For example.
Well, one of the biggest concerns is access. Will these enhancements be available to everyone? Or will they only be accessible to the wealthy and privileged?
And then you have, potentially a whole class of people that are enhanced and people that aren't.
And then there's the potential for misuse. I mean, could these technologies be used for things like, creating super soldiers or manipulating people's thoughts? It's a slippery slope.
So if we have all this power to enhance ourselves, to be superhuman, where does that leave us? What kind of future are we looking at?
I think that's the big question, isn't it? It's like we're standing on the edge of this uncharted territory, and it's both exciting and terrifying at the same time.
It's a lot to think about.
It is.
So today we've explored, what does it mean to be superhuman? And we've gotten into some of the incredible and frankly kind of frightening science that could make it possible.
Yeah, it's pretty mind-blowing stuff.
And like we were just talking about, we really have to consider what all of this means for the future of humanity. So we want to leave you with a question. If you could enhance any human ability, what would you choose and why? Would it be strength, intelligence, maybe something like longevity? Think about the implications of that choice, both for yourself and for the world. It's a question that's worth pondering as we enter this new era of potential. So join us next time for another deep dive. We'll see you then.
See you later.